from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Team USA leads Germany 92-86 with 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Have any Funky Buddha up in Tampa yesterday when you were there?
Yes, I found it at one place, not at the hotel, but I found one of the brew houses. Down in Ybor City, there's a million little microbreweries and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I found one place, had all the beer lists, and I looked through, and hella Funky Buddha Hop Gun wasn't on the IPA list.
Any Funky Buddha in Cancun, Solana?
No Funky Buddha, unfortunately. No Funky Buddha.
So just margaritas. That's all you were drinking.
Yeah. I mean, I would have taken down Funky Buddhas for sure, but I guess they, unfortunately, they're not down in Cancun.
It's weird how you think a margarita is like a masculine drink.
No, I'm very well aware it is not a masculine drink.
Because earlier Hawk was like, what do you have? Like some pina colada or anything?
You're right. Like, oh, and he was like, no, I wouldn't do a frozen drink. He's like, I drink, you know, more traditional stuff. And then he goes margarita, which I didn't want to point out because, you know, I'm not a big drinker, but I was like, huh, no weird delineation you've made there between a frozen drink and a margarita.
You want a frozen drink? No, margarita.
Well, I mean,
extra salt.
Extra salt.
I'm in Mexico. So I went tajin on the rim, or as you'd say, tarjin on the rim. And I went tequila, a little tequila, and then some mixers, whatever mixer the bartender, my guy.
I have no idea. Boy, believe it or not, I have no idea what's in a margarita. I don't think I've ever ordered a margarita.
You're tequila.
Is that? But that's where they rim the glass with salt.
Yeah, you can do salt or tajin.
Can you really do tajin?
Yeah, in Mexico, it's more popular to do tajin than it is salt.
So you flew to Mexico to play bingo, drink margaritas, and watch HBO?
Got to tell you, you can do that at Epcot.
Do that at Kendall. You're a terrible vacationer.
It is so funny how we in Florida go on vacations to beaches. But I always marvel at it, but you just want to get away. But I got up on my Snapchat this morning with like the, you know, when it shows you back and whatever. It was like 1 year ago. I went to that place in Key Largo. Remember, it was that all-inclusive resort. Oh, the bungalows.
The bungalows.
And it's funny. I mean, I spent a ton of money just to go, you know, a couple hours south. And like, I don't know why we do this, but we do.
Did it in Tampa. Drove an hour to Clearwater Beach.
Clearwater Beach is nice.
But you're on the beach. There's a beach right here. Like, we have miles of beaches here, and I'm traveling.
Clearwater Beach is nice, though. Did you stay on Clearwater Beach?
No, we stayed in Ybor. Because we're a street team. So I was walking around passing out flyers, putting them on people's car windows.
You're the person that I tell DJ to be careful of when he's in Ybor City.
It's funny. Ybor is cool, but it's a threshold right around 2 a.m. to 2:15 where the zombies come out. I don't know where they come from, but the people go crazy, start fighting. Police are chasing people down the street. But from 10 to 2, it's fun. 2 o'clock, get to your hotel room.
So what time did you start drinking those margaritas? Like, what would you do? You'd wake up in the morning, head right down to the pool?
Yeah.
Did you go to the beach at all, or you just stayed at the pool?
The beach was cool. We were at the beach like 1 or 2 days, but it's, you could just walk from the pool, right? They have 4 massive infinity pools. Could walk down and you're on the beach, but the waves were super choppy. So we kind of just kicked it at the pool every day. We had a cabana, and you got the poolside service the whole time. I ate so many damn quesadillas. I mean, you guys have no idea. Just quesadilla after quesadilla.
I feel like you think this is what happens at Epcot, but you think you're acting like a local Mexican when you're there. Yeah, but I don't think Mexican people actually put tajin on a margarita, and I don't think they eat quesadillas at the pool.
Oh, what's next? You're going to tell me that the Mexicans don't go to Senor Frogs? That's next talk?
USA, by the way, just beat Germany. 92-88 is the final. Did you see what the line was for the South Sudan game, Solana, that they won by one?
No, but I
USA minus 43.5.
Oh, my God. They were down, bro. I watched the highlights during the commercial break. They were down 1 point with, I don't know, 15 seconds to go before LeBron made that layup.
But it won that at the end. They had the possession at the end.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, you want to do headlines? Who's doing headlines? You or Dan?
I'll run through them. I put together some more headlines here.
Look at you. All right.
Yeah. All right. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford. Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. You guys saw TNT is trying to get back in the NBA TV rights deal. So
yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it. I read the whole press release and we talked about it. It's going to be an interesting scenario as to whether the NBA accepts it as a matching offer or whether, as Barry Jackson points out, the NBA says, no, it's a streaming service. You cannot match it because you're not a streaming service. So it's impossible for you can match the money, but we are partnering with a streaming service. That's something you cannot offer.
Is this like, do you think, what is it? NBA on TNT, Ernie, Charles, Shaq, Chuck, you think, or the Jet, you think like they have enough pool to where the NBA is like, we would really like to stay with them just because of how popular that TV show is?
No, or the NBA wishes that the NBA on TNT did not offer this. Now, I obviously, they love those guys. The NBA made deals with NBC, ESPN, and Amazon, and they want to move forward with those deals. It's why they took, you know, months to negotiate them, and this is a little wrench that TNT has thrown in there, especially by releasing it publicly. We've matched it and we have that right. And we look forward to welcoming the NBA back. Like the NBA has a deal, a signed deal with Amazon, and they don't want to give that up. So
if you want to watch NBA and NFL over the next couple of years, you're going to have to spend a lot of money to do so, right? Because the NFL, we had talked about it a couple months ago with all their different streaming rights that they've agreed to, Thursday Night Football on Amazon, the Peacock game as well. You have to spend like, what was it, $500, $600 for a season just to be able to watch it. And then now with the NBA, it's the same thing. I guess most of the streaming services are the same one. So if you're paying for one, you're paying for the other. But we want to watch sports now. We got to shed out a lot of money to do so.
I said to Crowder, you're not putting this genie back in the bottle. So it is what it is. You can complain all you want. This is the future of sports, watching sports.
Well, go to a sports bar. See them all.
Yeah, go to a sports bar. Go to Funky Buddha. Go to the tap room in Oakland Park. Are you there tonight, Dan?
I was going to say, that's what I'm doing tonight.
There you go. You doing trivia tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to do some trivia. Going to say hi. When I say hi to the bartender now, Mike just goes, maple bacon coffee porter, and just starts bringing it to me.
Tonight, I want you to say no. One margarita with tajin, please. Yeah. And HBO when it turns to 8 o'clock.
I don't want to watch the Heat.
HBO margaritas and bingo.
What does this sound like? What age and gender does this vacation sound like? They enjoyed bingo, margaritas, and late night HBO.
Pool aerobics. Don't forget about pool aerobics.
And water aerobics. You picture old. That's like Large Marge from the Pee Wee Herman movies. Like that's her vacation.
two old widows traveling together.
Yeah, 100%. We'll split one of the cases. It's too much alone. It's too much.
Can't wait to do it again next year, gentlemen. I cannot wait.
Sure.
They try to sit you down now. You go to one of these all-inclusive resorts. They try to sit you down. Hey, if you meet with one of our advisors, I don't remember what they call them, to talk about timeshares, we'll give you $50 off the spa. Well, the spa, one massage, is $550. So there's no difference in getting a $50 voucher. Oh, I mean, you want to talk about the most uncomfortable situation, because I'm not buying a timeshare in Cancun. Sorry.
Oh, don't tell me you sat through the pitch.
Oh, the whole pitch, the entire thing.
Who are you?
The entire thing. Sat there and acted interested. Like, ooh, walk and shower? Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. Wow. Hey.
Walk and showers, margaritas, bingo.
This sounds like just the worst trip. Can you imagine, like, mapping it out? Okay, Valentina, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go down the pool. We'll apply sunblock to each other. Not enough, though, to prevent the sunburn. And we're going to get a couple of those margaritas with the tahini that I love so much. And then we'll put our sombreros on, and we'll enjoy the pool. They'll have some music, and then they're going to do poolside bingo. We'll do that from like 11 till 12. 12 o'clock, let's go get those quesadillas that are so good at the pool bar. I love those quesadillas. They are so good. You know the ones I'm talking about with the tortilla and cheese? Yeah. So we'll go over there. We'll get those. One to six. One to six. We'll sit through a pitch. I have a signed up from 1 to 6 for the pitch for the timeshare. Six to seven, we'll take the pictures on the beach with the bureau. 7 o'clock HBO.
Room service, Denzel Washington. Let's go. I mean, Cancun is great, guys. Seriously, you got to get out there.
Action-packed days. I've never seen anybody sit there for the pitch.
I just got a text from Valentina with video on it. So I don't know if I should dare watch this or not.
Do it. Watch it.
I'm watching. It's Solana in the pool with a water dumbbell. With a water aerobic dumbbell.
What do you sign up for?
Yeah, I just got a direct message from Eduardo that says, don't forget the pinata. It's so perfect. And then 6:30, we're gonna swing the cane at the pinata. We'll try to win some candy.
The room was right there. Boy.
Great to be back, gentlemen.
Funny, man. Listen, all of that, as sad as it sounds, does not compare to me sitting alone at the Ocean Casino Sportsbook, completely out of money, playing video roulette with Summer League on 9 TVs.
Give me the timeshare pitch.
I swear, there was no one's been in a sadder situation. And I was telling Crowder and Dan and Jimmy Solana, the reason that I couldn't go back is because I had just left my in-laws' house. Like, hey, I'm going to go to the casino tonight because they were, you know, playing miniature golf or something. I couldn't turn around 30 minutes later then, but I was so broke. I had busted out so quickly. I just nursed a beer. And by the way, then I'm like, the lady, the bartender, I'm like, all right, let me even this up at the end. I literally had one beer. She's like, oh, I comped it. You're gambling. I'm like, okay, if you call this video roulette gambling, I'm essentially just shoving money into this machine. But
video roulette.
Oh my God, there is a level of sadness when you are alone in Atlantic City playing video roulette and you're surrounded by people who are actually having fun. Like they're at the tables, like you can see the tables and hear the tables and people are with their friends. And I am all alone with a beer playing video roulette, which probably has never been punched up on that machine before. Cause you know, you can play like video poker, you know. I'm playing video roulette. It was so sad.
Come on.
Security came over and they're like, sir, are you weeping? And I'm like, no, I'm fine.
A wellness check. Are you in danger? Are you a danger to yourself?
Listen, I should have taken myself out of my misery. Oh. So sad.
I'm sure that conversation with your family after must have been a real doozy.
That's why I couldn't go home. Because then it's just going to be Lori's father going, oh, you'll never win. You know, somebody with a never gambled would say, you know, oh, it's all fixed. Well, it's not fixed. I'm just bad at this.
The casino always wins at the end.
Right. Oh, don't you love when a non-gambler tells you that? Oh,
goodness. Right. So annoying.
All right. Yeah. You roll for 18 minutes on the craps table and everybody just jumping up and down. Tell me.
You want to know what the worst part is? The worst part, because I would have just kept reloading. The worst part is because we just have one bank account, Lori and I. She gets push notifications every time I make a withdrawal. And I know her phone was getting lit up. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I just don't want to have to explain this anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just bing, 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 bing.
Have you ever sat there waiting for it to turn to 1201 so you can get the next day's money?
This is how pathetic it was. I almost went into the banking app and turned off notifications. But then I'm like, I'm talking to myself. These are conversations you have at the bar with yourself when you're a loser. I'm like, I don't need to explain anything to anyone. It's my money. I don't have to explain like that. You know, now I'm challenging myself, you know, yeah. Like, what do you mean you're going to turn the notifications off? You know, and then the way your mind plays tricks on you when you're down thousands and nursing a beer in Atlantic City, the saddest city on the planet.
Hey, George, we got somebody out here talking to himself again. Oh, boy. I've literally stood in front of an ATM and told people to get in front of me. Because it's only 11:58.
I'm
just watching the clock. As soon as it hits 12:01, I can get another 1,000 out.
Sounds like you had a great weekend, though, Hawk.
Oh, I mean, really. I couldn't fit it all in.
Hey, Ybor City is not exactly Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, bro.
I'm telling you, Ybor is very similar to Wynwood.
Oh, okay.
Ybor City is.
I'm telling you.
Wynwood in 2008, before they started construction in Wynwood? Stop it, Crowder.
No, the bars are nicer here, but it's the same thing. They got every kind of music. They have food everywhere. They have restaurants. They have the club. They have a 5-story club with different music on every level. It was pretty cool.
I've been to Ybor City. I've been.
Then 2 o'clock comes, 2 a.m. comes. Get the hell on.
Big O. Big O took me to Ybor City. He's like, this is the best place to go out in Tampa. Oh my God, I couldn't get out of there quick.
You went with Big O. Great time you're gonna have.
Not the Applebee's.
Go to Vegas with Big O. You're gonna look around crazy.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. I know there was some bad rain up by you, Hawk, West Palm Beach. I saw there was some bad lightning earlier today. So
it was drizzly. I just snapped it to Dr. Chuck.
That's your weather.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That team has guts the size of Eddie House's testicles.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Enjoy talking to Cuno in the last segment. We talked about our vacations in the first segment. Tomorrow, remind me to tell you about my night playing miniature golf. You know how I feel about miniature golf. I may have changed my opinion on it. How about that?
Oh, I like it.
All right, before we get out of here, Larry Bluestein's coming up next. Before we get out of here, life during hurricane season in South Florida can be stressful for all of us. It's why I recommend BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, to protect your home and your possessions and your family. Get those PGT custom windows and doors installed. It'll reduce your stress level. Great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. Hurricane season comes every year. If you're a homeowner here in South Florida, it's time for you to take that step, get Impact Windows and Doors installed. And again, the best way to do it is to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Not only will the PGT custom windows and doors protect your home more than it's ever been protected, they look great as well. All new windows, doors, sliders. So do yourself and your family a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. That's going to do it for us on this Monday. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Margaritas and bingo.
Bingo.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.